Hello, and welcome to Richard's Roundup for July 2025, issued by Wheeled and Talking News, and compiled and presented by Richard Foster. Nice to be back again. I'll start with a little bit about how the magazine works. This is principally for new listeners. So, if you get this on a USB memory stick that comes through the post, when you are playing the magazine, it is tracked. So if there's something you want to hear again, you press the previous button. If there's something you want to miss out, then you press the next track button. Some machines enable you to spool forward and back within a track, others do not. So that is how the tracking works. When you've finished with listening to the magazine, turn your machine off, take the stick out, put it back in the wallet in which it arrived, turn the label over so that the cut corner faces the opposite way from when it arrived at you, and then, if you can, please get it popped back in the post. That is how the magazine works. Obviously, if you are listening on online or on the podcast, well, it won't be on the podcast, but you could easily be listening to it online. So if that's what you do, then, well, you'll know whether your equipment will identify and spool from track to track or not. Our contact details. If you want to get in touch with the studio where this magazine is processed, that is in Heathfield, the phone number is 01435 862 304. And the email is studio@wealdentalkingnews.org.uk. And Wealden is W-E-A-L-D-E-N. If you need any further details about the spellings, then just give me a ring and I'll give them to you over the phone, if that's what you need. So that is how you contact the studio. To contact me, I will give you the details in full at the end of the competition slot. But just briefly now, landline, which is just in the cloud, is not attached to a phone. 01892 653 173. It doesn't always work perfectly, but usually it does. Or you can have the mobile to text or leave a message. 07717 266 490. That is on most days between about 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. So if you actually wanted to speak to me on that number, you can, as long as I'm within a signal area that is appropriate, or, of course, if I'm by my phone. I'm afraid the outgoing message is rather long and rambly, and there's nothing I can do about that, but that's the mobile number. Or the email is mrrafoster@gmail.com, mrrafoster@gmail.com. My details will be again at the end of the competition slot, so you don't have to go back to this bit. Thank yous. I'd like to thank Nigel Scaife of The Piano Shop Kent for kindly sponsoring this magazine. I'd also like to thank Mike Hollis at the studio, who processes the SD card, which I send to him, and make sure that it gets online and is uploaded also to be copied. So thanks very much, Mike. Really grateful. And also I'd like to thank everyone involved at the studio, all the volunteers involved in copying and distribution. I am just the mouthpiece. But without all our wonderful volunteers who sort the wallets and labels and do all the copying, this would come to absolutely naught. So I'm really grateful and thank you all very much for your time, skill and dedication. I referred to a podcast earlier, which we do. It doesn't have this magazine on it, but it has our other recordings. And you can get that if you've got a smart speaker, what I call Lady A. The spelling is A-L-E-X-A. If you have one of those speakers, you just ask for Sussex News podcast and it'll play it for you. All very clever. It's quite a new venture on our part, and I'm monitoring it each time. I do prefer the stick because it means I can just take my little player around anywhere and hear it anytime. With a smart speaker, obviously you are where the speaker is. But if that suits you, then by all means, get our news and the Sussex Wide magazines that way. And that means that you don't have to wait for the wallet. You can ask for them as soon as they become available. And as ever, if you have any comments on our service, you can either leave them to the studio or you can just tell me if you like. But it's probably better to ring up and leave your comments at the studio so that everyone can hear them. And now the competition slot. The competition last time was, what do the initials JB in the author and broadcaster JB Priestley stand for? I gave you four options, and the correct one was John Boynton Priestley. And people who got that right were Carrie Thold, Graham Chalmers, a taxi driver, Jane Phillips, Doreen Nuttall, David Clark, now a question mark after this name, Mary Sewell. Unfortunately, the sound quality on your message was not very good at all. Almost certainly my end. And I'm really sorry about that. So it's a bit of a guess. You rang on Saturday evening, the 28th of June, just after nine. So if that's you and it's not the right name and you'd like me to correct it, please give me a ring and I'll correct it next time. And I'm sorry if you're not called Mary Sewell. And also we had a call from Joan Brown. Well done, everybody. And could I just say, if you want me to ring you back and you leave a phone number, please include the SD card. Otherwise, I'll be guessing. For instance, the Heathfield STD code is 01435. So it's those, whatever the five digits are, Eastbourne 01323, for instance. The five digits come before your own number. And if you leave all the digits, then I can ring you back. But only if you want me to, because obviously if you ring and you know it's right anyway, you're probably not bothered about me ringing you because you'll hear it on the magazine next month. But I'll always do it in case you want me to do it so that you know that I've got your message. All very straightforward and hopefully user-friendly. So that is last month's competition. And now for this one, and I'm going to precede it by a little noise. It's a fairly quiet noise. Don't worry if you don't hear it, but you'll find out what it was and its significance in a bit. The sound of a clock ticking. Doesn't really matter if you couldn't hear it, because it's there, but it's not a very loud tick anyway. And you'll be thinking, what are you on about? Well, this competition is connected with a clock. I noticed coming down from Aberdeen to London, there are four stations, each with two syllables, consecutive, and one of them, if you turn the syllables round, you get a make of clock. And yes, that's what this competition is. Can you identify which of these stations turned round is a make of clock? We have Montrose, Arbroath, Dundee and Lucas. So coming from London to Aberdeen, they're in the opposite order. And this time I'm going to reverse the syllables, and one of them is a make of clock. Cuzloo, Dedun, Broth Ar or Rosemont. Which of those is a make of clock? The one you were listening to is 51 years old. I've looked after it. It gets serviced from time to time. And it still keeps very good time. So you'll gather it's a tactile clock from RNIB in 1974. And the thing is, though, what make is it? Is it a Kerslew, D. Dunn, Groth R, or Rosemont? And then, as I say, you turn them round and you get the names of four train stations. So to enter the competition, you can either ring the landline, as I call it, although it's not attached to a phone at all, it's just in the cloud, 01892 653 173, an old Crowborough number, for the odd customer of mine who goes back a long way and is familiar with that number and wants to leave me messages, or, of course, for competition entries or any friends who want to leave me a message on that number. Then there is the mobile number, 07717 266 490. That's a Vodafone number, if that makes any difference to your decision. You can either leave me a message on it or text it. It's absolutely fine. And then there is email, which is mrrafoster@gmail.com, notated mrrafoster@gmail.com. So if you enjoy this sort of thing, have a go at the competition, and you can just ring in with your answer. You can either guess, or you know, or in some instance you can sort of look up, I suppose. Yes, I mean, I don't know if that one would be that easy to look up, but it might. And as long as you ring with the answer, even if it's, you know, you ask your mate and it could happen to know it, or a member of the family, it's absolutely fine. You ring with the answer, you'll get your name read out. Sorry, there's no prize, but the feedback I get is, oh yes, continue the competition, it's a bit of nonsense, but we like it. So that's why I'm doing it. So if you enjoy that, I look forward to hearing from you. Did you spot my mistake? At one point I said SD card instead of STD code. Oh dear. Well, I suppose it just proves you're human if you make a mistake, doesn't it? Thanks very much for people who got in touch and said that was absolutely okay to put that retelling of the Bible stories. I really didn't know whether I should put that on or not. I was encouraged to by Amanda, so it looks like she was wrong. But if anyone was offended by it, I'm very sorry. And it's not going to be a regular thing at all. In fact, having done it, just to show you what happens at our church, there's no reason for me to do it again anyway. Dear listener, I meant to say it looks like Amanda was not wrong. So maybe I should have had a glass of wine before I started doing this recording. But anyway, congratulations if you spotted those errors. And for people listening who really look forward to hearing Amanda rather than just me droning on, I have good news for you. She's coming up now. We've got just a few odds and ends to talk to you about this time. Amanda is here. Hello.
Hello.
And we'll start off with just very briefly what we were doing a week ago. We went down to London.
I can't believe it's a week ago.
No, the Association of Blind Piano Tuners AGM, which was, that all went off fine, didn't it? In our restaurant, and people who came seemed to enjoy it.
It did, but
the association is still going. Fewer and fewer tuners, unfortunately.
And less and less
no
money.
No training.
No training.
No, it's not how I would like it to be at all. But
it's not how I'd like it to be at all.
We do our best.
And what can we do?
Exactly. It was very hot, wasn't it?
Very, very hot.
But fortunately, our hotel room was nice and cool.
It was, but so the restaurant wasn't.
The restaurant.
It wasn't too bad at the beginning.
No.
But it suddenly got hotter and hotter, I suppose, as the day.
It was 12 o'clock when we got there, and it was about sort of 3:30 when we left.
Yeah, so
and by that time it was very hot. The sun was very strong.
Hot.
Yes.
The sun was very strong, but we just got straight into our hotel room, didn't we?
Yeah, and cooled off.
Cooled off.
That's it. But no, it was enjoyable, and we had a few meals and things. Obviously, we had one in the restaurant for the meeting, and we had some nice food in the hotel.
We did, so, and we went to an Italian.
Yes, on the Friday night, which is not really my thing, but it's very much your thing.
It is.
And our friends Robin and
Maria. And who, Barry and Sandra.
Who David Clark knows, because Robin was talking about David. And, oh, yes, he gets the magazine. I said, yeah, that's right. We're doing one at the moment.
That's right.
Yes.
So you can point people... You can point mm-hmm. people to it, but the
yes.
yeah, Robin and Maria, they knew this Italian
yes.
place, so
we went and it was
absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yes,
it was so good.
Yeah.
It was so nice just to be sort of, you know, the six of us.
Yeah.
me, you, Barry and Sandra, Robin and Maria.
Robin and Maria.
It was really nice.
It was lovely. Yeah. So we had that, and then the Sunday basically we just chilled out.
We
don't travel by train on the Sunday because we did it once before, and that's when work's being done on the line and things going different routes and not going all the way and that. And we just said no, we're just not doing that. Now.
I don't think the train actually went right to Aberdeen.
No, it didn't. No, it only went as far as Edinburgh.
That's right, it did. And then we had to get off. And
we were very lucky because. Lovely man said, no, we are not putting you on the bus.
That's right.
You know, and you'd used it before, hadn't you? And you said it doesn't go anywhere near where you need to get a taxi. And,
no.
And they're not helpful. So.
No, because the one I had said it's not my job.
Yeah, that's terrible.
So I ended up having to get member of the public to take me to somebody who could help.
Who could help, yeah. But fortunately, we were very well looked after on that occasion. And we said, no, never again. We'll do it on the Monday when hopefully the line is like to be more or less normal. And that's what we've always done. So if we've got something on a Saturday, we chill out in the hotel on the Sunday and go home on the Monday.
Go home on the Monday.
Which we did, and that all worked fine.
We did, and it was fine because the hotel is so nice
yes.
And it's air-conditioned. And
yes.
What have you?
Yeah, it was good. And both the journeys went
both
fine.
Both the journeys were fine.
Yes, and we got
food
home
was,
and everything.
Food
yeah.
was great.
Yeah.
But next, it'll be this Monday,
yes.
we're both going down to...
We're going down to Heathfield, and I shall be giving Mike Hollis this magazine, so it'll be at the studio, ready for processing.
Yeah, because we've got the AGM.
No, not the AGM.
Not the AGM.
But the trustees meeting.
There's a trustees meeting.
We'll be doing that.
So we'll be going to that.
And then we've got fun on Thursday because we're not both coming back to Aberdeen.
Why not?
I'm coming to Aberdeen and you're getting a completely different train to Swansea.
Because
I've got
a shooting competition.
So,
it's a training day on the Friday
mm-hmm.
and then competition on the Saturday and Sunday and then home on the Monday.
So we'll tell you all about that.
We will.
Next time, yes.
Yes, we will.
So that's hopefully... going to be how things will work.
Absolutely.
And don't worry about that voice, that's Amanda's phone, just got an email coming, so that's all right. And then we really wanted to tell you about this scam, didn't we? We've actually had several.
We've had several
over the
scams.
Years, but this particular one,
it's quite a scary one.
Yes, it was purporting to come from your bank and my bank. We both have accounts with TSB. And they seem to know that Amanda has an account with them.
Yes.
And they rang up and said, you know, your credit card's been used and your debit card's been used.
And
we're suspecting fraud.
Fraud.
So for more information, press any number, which I absolutely don't do because we'd had similar
and
things.
And it's told it's actually blocked my card.
Yes, yes. That's it. And it was... You know, ridiculous. And what worried me, of course, it happened to be I was going out and Amanda wasn't back on that Tuesday.
No, because I should have been back, but the meeting ended off dragging off on really, really long. So I wasn't back.
So I went off and I thought, I hope to goodness it doesn't ring while Amanda's away. Same thing. And it didn't, but it did ring after I got back.
It did.
And I told her what I did. And then it went again and you picked
it up. And I picked it up.
And you were saying, and I said, no, don't press anything, just ring off.
So
and,
I did.
And then and you did. So then I accessed, you said, well, you know how to get into my phone banking, just see if the accounts have been frozen, and they hadn't. So we thought, nah, this is a scam. And I did go into TSB, but I hadn't got Amanda's card, so they couldn't get into the account. But they said, no, it definitely, that must have been a scam. And if you ever get anything like that, don't press anything on your phone. Don't ring, if it's an email or text and it says ring this number, don't do it. Just ring us, and we'll obviously be able to tell you if there is a problem, and then we can deal with it for you. But and you'd had similar ones before, hadn't you? We've had them from Sky, and we've had them from Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Amazon Prime saying, what was it? We're going to cut you off, you know, in a few. And I think the Sky was the same.
Yeah.
You've got to press numbers. So I'm like, no. And the other ones are sort of when somebody's email gets hacked.
Yes.
And we had that once from my friend, didn't we?
Yes.
You fell for it.
I fell for it because it was sort of a day that we'd been out for lunch and you'd gone away. That was obviously the first time we had any such thing. And now, if I had anything like that, I'd have just rung the lady and said, because then I gathered that she did say, oh no, my account was hacked. So I would have said, what's this about your friend being having cancer and we need to transfer some money? And then she would have said, no, don't do that. It's a load of rubbish. The account's been hacked.
That's right, because you actually replied to the email, didn't you?
I did, and then they kept saying, but it was very sort of weird. It wasn't like a normal person would reply. I've got a bit, I don't quite know what's going on here, but I'm suspicious, because they said something about, it wasn't Apple Pay, but it was one of those things that we can't do. Or can't you go out to some shop or other, and you've got to do it, you know, immediately. And I said, no, can't do it. Forget about it.
Yeah, and I think by then you were starting to, and then when you spoke to me on the phone, I said,
that's a scam. That's a scam, yes.
And then not long after that, Hazel emailed everybody and said her email had been hacked.
Yeah, that's right.
I just ignored the email, but honestly,
but since then,
amount of scams.
Yeah, yes,
that we're getting, it's shocking.
It really is.
It really is absolutely shocking.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. I mean, there's not actually much in probably either yours or my bank accounts to actually to get a lot of money, you know, if they were to get it, but it's just ridiculous, absolutely shocking. So
that's what we wanted really to come on to say, wasn't it, dear listener? Just be careful, and you know, don't fall for it.
No,
don't push any buttons on your phone. Don't give any of your details, because if it's the bank, they know your details. We just need to check your details. No, your bank doesn't need to do that. You'll know. And occasionally, I had one. Do you remember just at the beginning of the pandemic on the Monday, the phone went, and immediately I thought, hang on, I'm sure this is a scam. So I said, and they said to that, who are you speaking to? What's my name? And you don't know my name. You don't know who you're speaking to, do you? It must be a scam. It must be a scam. And so I'm just going to ring off now. Thank you very much for your call. But we're not falling for it. Bye-bye. And then I did the 1471, and it was an American number.
Yeah,
it was 001 or something.
Yeah, that's right.
That's New York. It wasn't an American accent, it was Asian accent of some sort.
Oh, it was an Asian accent, it usually is.
It doesn't mean you went to, hello, my name is John, the other one,
it's got bells on.
Exactly,
And I think we've had some, sort of, but the email and they've sort of said, you know, there's something wrong with it, so we need to actually access your computer to do it, and there's a lot of Indian people doing that, and it's like, and I'm saying, I don't think you need to be accessing my computer, because, you know, it's a scam.
Yes, yes.
You've just got to be so...
It's probably worth mentioning, Amanda, you actually do have set up with Tyra technology to
I do
maintain
actually.
Your computer. Now that's quite different, isn't it? That's good.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, the sort of help in any way. I mean, it's. I mean, I say only, but it's. Mm. I think £50 a month.
You're 40.
£40 Yours a month is, yeah. is really quite worth it because they help with anything. Though I had them sort of. I had Mo helping with some stuff last week with a computer, and he will be giving it a clean out as well. So, yeah.
Very good. So that is not what we're talking about at all.
He's
a bona fide.
They are definitely bona fide.
Yeah,
honest with you, they are the best.
Yeah,
because
we find them the most helpful company to deal with for anything like that, don't we?
Because with Synaptic, I was sort of wondering why I never knew the password, and apparently Hussein was saying what they do is they put them on a little piece of printed paper inside the box. I mean, honestly, I mean that is because I had to ring. Email them because there seems to be two accounts on my phone from Synaptic, and we need to find out what they are and what the passwords are. Because obviously, you know, so it'll be interesting to see what they say. But honestly, I mean, Tyra technology would never do that.
Yeah, yes, and the Synaptic stuff is.
The Synaptic stuff is great.
I mean, we issue the a lot of our stick players are from Synaptic.
They are.
And they're good. But
they are good.
What I don't like about Synaptic, it doesn't matter how many times you've dealt with them, you have to fill up a print thing it's about VAT.
That's right.
And Mo, you don't have to do anything like that.
No.
And even RNIB you don't. If you order stuff from RNIB, are you VAT exempt? Yes. Yes, registered blind. Fine.
Yeah. I think they still always ask you, but Mo doesn't ask.
He just knows.
The RNIB, they do ask.
Yes, yeah.
But the good thing is, I mean, all you need to do is say yes.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
But Synaptic is always this thing, and you can't do it on your own. You need somebody sighted to do it, because you have to write, is it the date?
Yeah.
I think there's
a few sort of little bits and pieces that you've got to... I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Every time you buy something...
Yes, yeah.
This happens, and it's just so annoying. And you've got to then post it.
Yes.
So we always get my cousin and the person who cleans our house to do it, don't we?
Helps us with that, doesn't she? Yes, yes. So there we are, dear listener, sort of trawl through our lives and what's going on about your scams.
Yeah, yes. But we'll give you I'll tell you about the shooting competition in the next mag or the one after that, depending on how the timings go.
Very good. Well, so there we are. So with that, dear listener, we come to the end of the magazine. So thank you very much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed something on here. And I'll play out with the end bit of the signature tune, Cherry Ripe, arranged by Frank Bridge. And look forward to being with you for the next magazine, which will be due in August sometime. So until then, from me and Amanda, we will say goodbye.
Goodbye.